Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
This afternoon's passage, we are going to be reading from Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. And because of time, I think I'm going to ask Brother Yimin to read it in Chinese.
今天下午我们一起来分享尼希米记第六章第一节到第十四节。因为时间的关系，我们就只读中文。我来读，让大家一起翻到尼希米记，在诗篇往前面翻一点是约伯记，再往前面翻一点是以斯帖记，然后再往前面翻一点就是尼希米记。所以在诗篇往前面翻一点。尼希米记第六章第一节到第十四节。参巴拉、多比亚、阿拉伯人基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处，那时我还没有按门扇，参巴拉和基善就打发人来见我说，请你来，我们在阿诺平原的一个村庄相会，他们却想害我。于是我差遣人去见他们说，我现在办理大功，不能下去，也能停工下去见你们呢。他们这样四次打发人来见我，我都如此回答他们。参巴拉第五次打发仆人来见我，手里拿着未封的信，信上写着说，外邦人有风声，加斯莫就是基善也说，你和犹大人谋反，修建城墙，你要做他们的王。你又派先知在耶路撒冷指着你宣讲说，在犹大有王。现在这话必传与王之，所以请你来与我们彼此商议。我就差遣人去见他说，你所说的这事一概没有，是你心里捏造的。他们都要使我们惧怕，意思说他们的手必软弱，以致工作不能成就。神啊，求你坚固我的手。我到了米西大别的孙子地莱雅的儿子司马亚家里，那时他闭门不出。他说，我们不如在神的殿里会面，将殿门关锁，因为他们要来杀你，就是夜里来杀你。我说，像我这样的人岂要逃跑呢？像我这样的人岂能进入殿里保全圣命呢？我不进去。我看明神没有差遣他，是他自己说这话供给我，是多比亚和参巴拉会买了他，会买他的缘故是要教我惧怕，依从他犯罪，他们好传扬恶言诽谤我。我的神啊，多比亚、参巴拉、女先知努亚迪和其余的先知要叫我惧怕，求你纪念他们所行的这些事。圣经我们念到这里。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon to commit ourselves before you.
天父，我们今天下午到你的面前，把我们献在你的面前。
We ask that Lord, you would help us to understand this passage.
求神给我们智慧，让我们能够理解这段话语。
On how it speaks of your greatness.
你告诉我们你的伟大。
And how it brings hope to all who read it.
你给我们希望。
We just pray also, Lord, that you would use the one who preaches your word, that he may preach your truth.
你也让今天传讲话语的人能够传讲你的真理。
And you would help us to be convicted of your truth as well, Lord.
你让我们每个人都信服你的话语。
Commit all this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Now, I wouldn't be wrong to say that in the world that we live in today, we are filled with oppositions and hardships and sufferings each day, right?
我想如果我说今天我们的生活当中都会碰到很大的反对 困难或者是苦难，大概不会很过分。
I mean, it doesn't happen to us every day, but I'm sure for the many years that we have lived on this earth, we have experienced some sort of an opposition or hardships in our lives.
我们不一定正在字面来讲说每天的生活当中都一定会碰到很多的难处，但是我们在世上生活了这么多年，肯定是碰到很多的这种反对困难的时候。
Now the question is, where do you go when you are faced with oppositions or hardship?
所以我们现在来考虑当我们碰到这样的难处，碰到反对的时候，我们应该怎么办？
I'm sure some people would say that, well, you should just rely on yourselves because no one in this world is dependable.
你会说这个时候只能靠自己，因为这个世上其实没有人能够帮助你。
They would say that you need to try hard, you need to pick yourself up, you need to be strong.
所以这个时候就是只能自己坚强起来。
But you see, in this passage in Nehemiah, We read of the opposition, the tremendous opposition and hardship experienced by him.
这一章里边，我们看到尼希米他遇到的极大的这种反对和困难。
Yet, despite of all he went through, where did he go to? Who did he rely on?
所以在这个时候，他如何的行事？他是依靠谁呢？
You see that he doesn't try to reason things on his own, or he doesn't try to do anything on his own, but in everything that he did, there's always a communion, a relationship between him and God.
所以在这个时候他不仅仅他不是依靠自己的力量，而是我们看到他每个的做每一件事情的时候，他都和神有很深的沟通。
See, Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the Persian king Artaxerxes.
尼希米在那个时候，他是波斯王亚达薛斯的酒政。
He, like the many Jews, were transported to Persia because Jerusalem fell to the Persian king to Babylon.
尼希米和很多的犹太人一样，那个时候是被掳到巴比伦，被掳离开了这个耶路撒冷到巴比伦去。
You see that the city of Jerusalem was destroyed because of Israel's sin and unfaithfulness.
因为以色列人的罪和他们的不幸整个的耶路撒冷城已经被毁。
So for the many years, the Jews lived in a foreign land.
所以以色列人就只能住在外邦人的地方。
And Nehemiah served as a cupbearer to a foreign king.
所以尼希米那个时候就作为外邦人的王的酒政。
Now, despite of this situation that they're in, God continues to be faithful to Israel, to the Jews.
尽管是这样，我们看到神对以色列人仍然是信实的。
After many years, he allowed the Jews.Some of the Jews to return back to their homeland.
经过了很多年以后，神允许以色列人回到他们自己的祖国。
We read of this in Ezra, the book before Nehemiah.
我们在这本书的前面一卷书是以斯拉记也看到这样的记载。
We read of how the Persian king allowed Ezra, Zerubbabel, and some of the Jews to return home.To Jerusalem to rebuild the city.
我们看到在以斯拉记主要是讲当时的波斯王允许所罗巴伯和其他的一些人回到耶路撒冷并重建圣殿。
And they rebuilt the temple, and so now Nehemiah is also coming back from Persia to rebuild something else.
所以第一前面回去的人是重建了圣殿，那现在呢是尼希米他也回到耶路撒冷，他要重建其他的东西。
So as you see that the Jewish people, they have been suffering in a foreign land. So now that Ezra and Zerubbabel has been allowed to return to rebuild the temple, therefore it seems that, and now that Nehemiah is also being allowed to come back, hope is slowly being restored.
所以当所罗巴伯带着一些人回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿现在尼希米又回到以色列也回到耶路撒冷，所以在以色列的人，在耶路撒冷的人，尽管说在一个很艰难的情况下，但是他们看到了，重新看到了希望。
While life in exile in a foreign land may be tough for Israel,
以色列人在外面流浪的日子固然非常的艰难。
The situation in Jerusalem may not be easy either.
但是在耶路撒冷的生活其实并不好到哪里去。
We knew that Jerusalem was totally destroyed by foreign powers.
我们知道耶路撒冷已经被外邦人完全的毁灭。
So there's a lot of poverty and there's a lot of destructions going on.
所以很多的人生活很艰难，而且整个的城市的这个状态也是得到了毁灭性的打击。
And of course, Nehemiah and the Jews who had returned from exile soon learned of the difficulties that surrounds them in Jerusalem.
所以当尼希米和其他的一些人回到以色列的时候，回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们马上就发现他们所面临的环境是非常的艰难。
You see, he was called to go back to Jerusalem to help to lead the project to rebuild the wall.
所以尼希米看到的意象是回到耶路撒冷去重建城墙。
A city without walls would be useless because it will be under constant attack.
一个城假如没有城墙的话，它就非常的不安全，因为敌人就很容易攻击它。
But of course, this project of rebuilding the wall suffered early oppositions at the beginning stage.
但是重建城墙这个工作从一开始就遇到了拦阻。
In chapter 4, when Sanballat and Tobiah heard that the Jews were rebuilding the walls, they were particularly enraged and conspired to discourage Nehemiah and the Jews.
在第四章，在尼希米书尼希米记的第四章就是我们是可以看到，当参巴拉和多比亚他们听见犹太人要重建城墙的时候，他们就非常的愤怒，要合谋来阻止尼希米和其他的犹太人要重建城墙这个工作。
And despite of this early opposition, God was with the Jews, and God frustrated the plans of Sanballat and Tobiah and all the rest of the enemies.
尽管是这样的拦阻，但是神还是帮助犹太人重建城墙，他们就使敌人参巴拉和多比亚的计划挫折。
And Nehemiah, who's the leader of the Jews, he was able to assure the people, the Jews, that our God will fight for us.
所以尼希米那个时候就作为犹太人的领袖，他给犹太人就传递一个很强烈的信息，就是我们的神必为我们征战。
This assurance reminds the Jews that God has not forgotten Israel, has not forgotten the Jews, and therefore God, who has made a covenant with Israel in the past, will fulfill His obligation to fight and to protect for His people.
所以这个时候就传递一个很强烈的信息，就是神并没有忘记犹太人，神他和选民，就是以色列人民之间有他的这个约，神是信守他的约，而且愿意为保护他的子民而征战。
So as God frustrated the plans of Sanballat and Tobiah in chapter 4, Nehemiah and the Jews were able to continue the work on rebuilding the walls.
所以因为就神这样的保护，所以呢尼希米可以带领犹太人重新的建立城墙。
Then another situation happens in chapter 5.
但是在第五章的时候，我们又看到另外一个问题发生。
Chapter 5 introduces us to an outcry of the poor who were oppressed by their own Jewish people.
在第五章里边，我们也可以看到一些比较贫穷的犹大人他们受到他们自己的同胞的压迫。
While Nehemiah was busy with the rebuilding of the wall, he had to intervene to resolve this situation, and eventually became the governor of Judah.
那个时候尼希米非常的忙于建造城墙，但是他还是介入了这样的一个局势去解决这个问题。那最终呢，他成为犹大的总督。
Just when everything seems to settle, when the walls were finally completed, minus the door of the gates,
就的一切的问题都基本上解决，城墙也几乎城墙已经也全部建好，只是门扇还没有安装。
Sanballat and his gang reappears again.
这个时候，川巴拉和他的一伙又出现了。This
time they begin to plot another attack on Nehemiah and the Jews.
那这个时候，他们又策划对尼希米和犹太人的另外一些攻击。
You see, in this passage, or even in chapter 4, when Sanballat and Tobiah had wanted to disrupt the Jews,
我们在第四章中，川巴拉和其他的一些人要反对以色列人的时候，
we were never told of the reason of why they are so adamant to want to stop this work.
其实我们并不是很清楚他们为什么要拦阻以色列人重建城墙这个工作。
And I guess there may be a lot of speculation, maybe because Sanballat was a Samaritan, and obviously we know of the relationship between Samaritan and Jews. They were never see eye to eye.
所以这个地方有一些猜测，那有一个猜测就是参巴拉因为是撒玛利亚人，而撒玛利亚人和犹太人这个关系就不是那么的和睦，有一些这种比较紧张的关系。But
despite of that, we could speculate, but despite of that, we don't know the exact reason for this opposition to be so enraged and be so adamant on stopping this project.
除此之外，其实我们不是非常的清楚为什么这些人要这么决心要拦阻重建城墙这个工作。
And so this kind of reminds us a little also at times, you know, in our lives today, whenever we experience opposition or whenever we experience hardships, we at times don't know the situation, don't know why it happens to us, and we often ask the question why, isn't it?
所以这个也让我们想到说，在今天这个时候，我们碰到一些困难，我们碰到一些难处，或者碰到一些反对，我们可能并不是很明白为什么这样的事情会发生。
Whenever a situation happens to us, our first reaction would be, why is this happening to me?
所以我们可能经常会问这样的问题，为什么这样的事情会在我身上发生？
But you see, in this passage, Nehemiah never asked that question. He never questioned God on why after being released from exile and coming back into Jerusalem, yet they are faced with all these oppositions.
但是在这里我们看到，尼希米从来没有问神这样的问题，说你既然允许我从波斯国出来，从巴比伦出来，为什么还让我碰到这样的难处？尼希米并没有这样问。He
never asked why, but he didn't really need to know why in actual fact.
尼希米没有这样问，其实他也不需要知道为什么。
Because his response from this opposition is to rely on someone else who is dependable, who is greater than him.
所以最重要的是说，他知道有比这些反对力量更强的力量，他可以依靠。
See in this passage, in chapter 6, in the beginning chapters of this passage.
我们在看这个第六章的这个最开始的这段经文的时候，
says that Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab heard that the walls were completed except for the doors, and they plot to stop Nehemiah.
所以在这个地方我们看到，当参巴拉、都比亚和基善这些人听到城墙除了门扇还没有安装以外都已经完成的时候，他们就阴谋策划阻止尼希米。
Since we knew that Nehemiah was the man responsible for the whole project, obviously Sanballat and his gang opted to remove him from his position.
因为尼希米是整个工程的负责人，所以参巴拉和他的一伙就想要让他离开这样一个位置。
You know what did they want to do this time? Earlier they had planned to do something in chapter 4, but God frustrated their plan. So what did they plan to do this time?
所以我们已经看到在第四章的时候他们有一些企图他们要拦阻这个重建的计划没有成功那第六章他们又会计划什么样的方法来阻止这个重建工作呢
So they proposed to meet with Nehemiah, perhaps to resolve their differences.
所以他们首先提出一个计划说他们要和尼希米见面也许这样能够解决他们之间的分歧
They asked him to come and let us reason together.
所以他们说, okay, 叫尼希米出来, 我们在一个地方相见。
They chose a place at Hakkapharim in the plains of Ono.
他们选择一个阿诺尔平原的一个村庄, 叫, Hakkapharim. 这个地方好像没有中文翻译的这样一个村庄里面见面
And this place, according to some commentators, is about 27 miles from Jerusalem.
所以这个地方据解经学家相信这个地方大概离耶路撒冷有27英里大概有40多公里的距离
It was obvious that Nehemiah's enemies had wanted to lure him away from Jerusalem to harm him.
所以这个地方我们可以看到尼希米的敌人是想引诱他离开耶路撒冷所以可以伤害他
But of course Nehemiah suspected foul play and refuses to meet up with them
但是尼希米就很警觉地发现他们可能有卑鄙的手段所以他拒绝与他们会面
And this goes on for four times as Sambalat and his gang repeated their requests to meet up But Nehemiah and each time refuses them.
So, 川巴拉和他的一伙就是连续提出四次这样的要求要和尼希米见面，但是尼希米都没有答应.
How did he know that Sambalat and his gang had wanted to harm him?
那尼希米怎么会知道川巴拉和他的一伙要伤害他呢？
We were not told how did he know, but perhaps. Based on previous experience, he thought that this would be another occurrence of their threat.
那我们不是很清楚，我们可以猜想的就是他根据前面的经历，所以可能会知道这些人不怀好意，可能会伤害他。
So this was the first plan that Sambalat and his gang had wanted to stop Nehemiah and the Jews from.
那这个地方就是尼希米的敌人，这个川巴拉他们所提出的第一个方案，他们想要阻止尼希米的工作。But
they wanted to trap Nehemiah. Of course, that was his plan. That was their plan.
所以这个是他们提出来的这样一个方案。But
it failed.
但是失败了。And
then what happens after that?
那这个以后又怎么样了呢？
Considering that the first plan had failed, Sambalat. Resorted to another method this time.
那在第一个方案失败了以后，川巴拉又想出了另外一个办法。
He resorted to another method by referring to the earlier accusations of Nehemiah's intent to rebel in chapter 2, verse 19.
在尼希米记第二章19节提到，他们那个时候就指控尼希米，那这个时候呢，他们又重新提出来这样一个指控。
This second plan. It's a modification of the first plan in actual fact.
这个指控呢，就是跟前面我们刚刚讲到的第一个这个方案呢，有些关系关联。
He still wants to meet up with Nehemiah.
他们的目的还是要和尼希米相见。
And so he's going to hope to persuade Nehemiah to meet him to this false accusation.
所以他们要迫使尼希米和他们相见。
An open letter was given by the servant of Sambalat to Nehemiah to report of a rumor.
所以那个时候怎么办呢？就是说，川巴拉就打发一个仆人给尼希米送去一个没有封口的一个信，告诉他在外邦有很多的流言。What
was this rumor?
什么样的流言呢？
This rumor implies that the reason behind the eagerness of Nehemiah and the Jews to rebuild the city walls was to revolt against the ruling of the Persian Empire.
这个传言是说，之所以尼希米和犹大人这么渴望的要这么快的重建城墙，是因为他们要反抗波斯帝国的统治。And
this rumor may cause some concern for Nehemiah and the Jews if the Persian king hears about this.
那如果说波斯王听到这样一个谣言的话呢，他就可能会怀疑尼希米和犹大人的动机。
But again, this plot failed.
但是这个川巴拉提出的企图还是失败了。
Because Nehemiah, through spiritual wisdom, saw saw through the plot, and therefore he refuses to meet up with them again.
因为尼希米凭着从神那里来的智慧，还是看穿了他们的阴谋，所以他再一次拒绝与川巴拉他们相见。
You see, the fact that Sanballat had tried to accuse Nehemiah, and yet his methods itself proves to be the downfall of his own desire to accuse Nehemiah in the first place.
我们这个地方看到一个就是很奇怪的事情，就是说当川巴拉要控告尼希米就是有叛国罪，但是他这个做法呢又跟他这个应该做的这个做法就是不相符合。
You see, if you intend to accuse someone of treason,
因为如果你想说你要控告一个人有叛国罪的话，你会怎么做呢？
Why would you want to meet with the person to talk over it instead of reporting it straight to the king?
所以你为什么不是直接的去报告国王，而是说要和这个人相见呢？
You see, I mean, if I knew that you had wanted to rebel against the king by building this city walls, and why would I still want to meet up with you and let's reason and talk about it or discuss over it?
Yeah, 所以如果我知道你有叛国罪，有这样一个自己要一个建国要独立这个企图的话，我为什么要这么多次的想跟你相见，对吧？我就直接报告给王就好了。
Because by meeting up and talk about it and or reason about it, it shows that you are up to something else, or you have an evil plan of your own as well.
所以这个地方很可以看见，就是说川巴拉为什么要见尼希米其实他有另外的企图。
And furthermore, Sanballat used an open letter.
而且这个地方川巴拉拿了叫他的仆人拿了一封信，这封信是开口的。
Meaning it's an unsealed letter.
所以就是没有被封起来的这封信。
That could easily be read or tampered by anyone.
所以这样的一封信很容易被别人看到，也很容易被别人篡改。
This is not a normal usage, because in those times letters are often sealed.
所以这是一个很奇怪的做法，因为在那个时候发就是叫人传信的话，肯定是把口封起来的。
So you can tell by some of these reasons, perhaps that you know Nehemiah saw through the plot.
所以通过这样的事情，就是尼希米就看到了他们的企图。
Now, what did Nehemiah do after he saw through the plot?
那尼希米看透了他们的意图的时候，他怎么做呢？
He accused them for inventing a false accusation to frighten him and the Jews.
所以他就控告他们制造虚假的指控来吓唬他和犹太人。
But you see, this is what the plan of Sanballat and his gang has always been.
所以这个其实就是川巴拉和他的一伙经常用的这种方式。
Everything that they try to do has beenTo with the main focus of instilling fear and to frighten the Jews.
所以他们其实以前也用过这样的方法，就是他们要不断的给犹大人制造这个恐惧。
With fear and being in a state of fright, perhaps this would deter them from actually fulfilling the rebuilding of the wall.
所以他们就不会再继续的建造这个城墙。
Now, of course, like I said, Nehemiah saw through the plot.
所以就像我说的，尼希米看穿了他们的阴谋。
He did this through his strong leadership.
所以他就用他坚强的领导能力。
But he also did something else because he knew that by his own, he said in chapter 4 itself, that by his own attempts, by their own attempts, meaning the Jews, they will not be able to rebuild the wall.
但是除了他的领导能力以外，就是他还有很重要的一点，就是他承认，如果仅仅是靠他们自己的努力的话，就是靠他们自己犹太人的努力的话，他们无法重建城墙。
This means that all this while he had planned that through his leadership he will lead the people to build, rebuild the wall, but not through his own strength.
所以他这个时候领导犹太人去重建城墙，但是靠的不仅仅是他自己的力量。
But on someone else who is reliable, who is strong, who is mighty.
所以他依靠的是一个很有能力、很强壮的、很强的一个力量。
He assured the Jews when opposition comes to rely on God.
所以他给犹大人显现，就是这个时候我们所依靠的是神。
Because the Lord is on their side and will help them.
所以因为神和以色列人站在一起，帮助他们。
He asked God to strengthen his hands as the leader of the Jews.
所以他求神赐给他力量来带领犹大人。
Now after two attempts have failed, Sanballat and his gang again tried to went for another attempt to stop the Jews.
那当川巴拉他们一伙在失败了两次以后，他们又开始想一个计谋来阻止尼希米。
We see from chapter 10 all the way to 14, you see that this time they resort to lure, to hire a prophet.
所以如果我们看成第十节到第十四节的话呢，我们可以看到他们那个时候就用了一个先知。
They hire a prophet to lure Nehemiah to the temple.
所以他们就雇了一个先知，用这个先知来引诱尼希米到神的殿里面去。
This prophet Shemaiah,
这个先知叫示玛雅，
who is also a Jew himself,
他自己也是一个犹大人，
was hired to pronounce an oracle,
但是他被雇用来讲一个假先知，假预言，
to Nehemiah to hide in the temple,
跟尼希米说，你要躲到神的殿里边去，
because his enemies are planning to kill him at the house.
因为尼希米的敌人计划在他的家里边要把他杀掉。
One commentator suggested that this oracle, the purpose of this oracle was for the enemies and the false prophet to incite Nehemiah to commit a ritual transgression.
所以有一位解经学家说， 这个地方的敌人和假先知的目的是要煽动尼希米来违反礼仪规条。
And as he commits this transgression, he will be discredited from the eyes of the people, and therefore perhaps the people will not be willing to cooperate with him.
那当尼希米违反这个礼仪规条的时候呢，他们自己的百姓就不会再信任他。 所以他也就他们这些犹大人就不会再和尼希米一起合作完成建城墙的工作。
Basically, they're asking him to run away, run to the temple and hide.
所以这个假先知给尼希米讲的就是你要逃跑，逃到神的殿里边去。
But you think about it, by running away and seeking asylum in the temple,
但是你想一想，假如说尼希米那个时候逃离他的家，然后呢躲到这个神的殿里边去，表示什么呢？
Nehemiah would appear guilty then. If you are not guilty, why would you want to run away?
所以以色列人就会觉得他这人肯定犯了罪，要是他没有犯罪的话，他为什么要跑到神的殿里边去呢？
Again, Nehemiah saw through the plot.
所以尼希米再一次看穿了他们的阴谋。
He was adamant that he will not obey this oracle.
尼希米就坚决不肯按这个假先知讲的这个假预言去做。
Because he has not come from God.
因为他知道这个预言并不是出于神。
He had not heard it from God himself.
他没有从神那里直接的听到。
Why? Because his relationship with God is so intimate.
因为他和神的关系非常的密切。
That he knew, perhaps that he has the spiritual discernment that this was not the right oracle, or this was not the word of God.
所以他能够明白这个不是从神那里来的旨意，或者是神的话语。
Notice that despite of the persistence of his enemies to stop Nehemiah and the Jews,
所以这个他的敌人想给他们制造很多的这个恐慌。
They fail miserably in each time, in each attempt.
但是他们这些敌人的这个做了很多次，但是他们都很凄惨的失败了。
Despite of the weakness and the evilness of this whole situation.
但从这个地方我们也看到，尽管说他们这些尼希米的敌人用了很恶劣的邪恶的做法。
Yet this wickedness was not repaid with wickedness from Nehemiah himself.
但是尼希米并没有用同样邪恶的方法去回应他们。
One would think that Nehemiah would probably conspire to put an end to the lives of Sanballat and his gang since they have been a thorn in his flesh.
有些人也许会觉得说尼希米就直接把他们结束他们这些参巴拉这些人的性命就好了。
But instead, he resorted to prayer.
但是尼希米并没有这样做，他是选择了祷告。
He refrained from taking matters into his own hands because he understood that God would avenge all the wrongdoings of his enemies.
因为他不是用自己的手来报复他的敌人，因为他知道上帝必报应他的敌人所做的恶行。
Now you see the life that Nehemiah lives serves as a great example for us all.
那尼希米的生活就给了我们一个很好的例子，告诉我们如何的处理在困境中怎么处理问题。
His life at this point in time was filled with oppositions and hardship.
在这一段的经文里边，我们看到尼希米遇到的非常大的这个对抗和困境。
But yet his leadership skills and spiritual wisdom are greatly admired.
所以我们敬佩他在处理每一件事情的时候，我们可以看到他有非常好的领导技巧和属灵的智慧。
Because of the way he handles himself in each situation.
所以他在处理每一件事情的时候都是这样。
He was under constant pressure to lead, and his life was threatened a few times.
我们可以理解，就是这个时候尼希米是一直受到非常大的压力而且他的生命多次受到威胁。
But despite of that, he remained steadfast of his goal.
但是我们可以看到他仍然对他的目标非常的坚定。
Unlike some today who are likely to attribute their ability to overcome opposition or to achieve success to their own hard work and wisdom.
在今天当我们取得一些成绩或者是我们克服一些困难的时候，我们往往会把这样的能力或者这样的功劳归功于自己的辛勤工作或者是我们个人的能力。
Nehemiah on the other hand sought after God to deliver him from his opposition and hardships.
但是我们可以看到尼希米不是这样，尼希米总是在寻求神的帮助，让他脱离困境和艰难的环境。
As I said that you know there are times in this life that we may never know the reason behind a certain situation or certain opposition from people.
我们刚才已经提到过，我们在日常的生活当中碰到很多的艰难或者痛苦的事情，我们可能永远都不会知道真正的原因是什么。
Yet we know of one whom we can rely on.
但是我们知道一件事情，我们可以依靠谁。
One who is the source of strength and hope for us.
他是我们力量的和希望的源泉。
One who we who are his children can fully depend on and to trust in him.
我们是他的孩子，所以我们可以完全的依靠他和信任他。
Why?
为什么？
You know, Tim Keller said that in Jesus Christ, God experienced the greatest depth of pain.
Tim Keller 牧师说，在基督耶稣里，神经历了最大的痛苦。
Therefore, though Christianity does not provide the reason for each experience of pain or hardship.
所以尽管基督教并不对每一件痛苦的经历提供原因，
it provides deep resources for actually facing suffering and hardships.
但是它给我们提供深刻的资源，让我们可以有希望和勇气来面对苦难。
To face suffering and hardship with hope and courage.
我们可以有希望和勇气。
Rather than bitterness and despair.
而不是痛苦和绝望。
Now how does it work?
为什么会这样呢？
Jesus took upon himself the ultimate hardship to suffer on the cross for our sins, right?
因为耶稣基督为了我们的罪，在十字架上受了最极端的痛苦。
so that we may be reconciled to the Father.
使得我们可以和神重归和好。
See, Nehemiah came to restore the broken walls.
尼希米来是重建了破碎的城墙。
But Jesus came to restore the broken relationship between the Father and us.
但是耶稣基督来到世上，他重新恢复了天父和我们之间破裂的关系。
Like Nehemiah, he stayed on course to fulfill the goal that was set for him by his father.
耶稣基督是沿着他既定的这个目标计划实现天父所设定的目标。
He stayed on his goal despite the temptations and the ridicules he suffered.
尽管耶稣基督在地上受到了诱惑，也受到了嘲笑，但是他还是沿着他既定的计划坚定地走下去。
Unlike Nehemiah, however, who was able to rely on God,
而且我们可以看到尼希米在他很困难的时候，他仍然可以依靠神。
Jesus, in his moment of pain and suffering, in the moment of his death, were not able to rely on God. Instead, he was abandoned by his own father.
但是我们知道，当耶稣基督在十字架上最痛苦的时候，他反而不能依靠神，反而受到了神的遗弃。
Why was he abandoned by his own father?
为什么他会被自己的父亲所遗弃呢？
Because of our sins.
因为他担负了我们的罪。
See, what we may experience in this world can never be compared to the hardships of Jesus on the cross.
所以我们在这个世界上能够遇到的任何事情都永远不能和耶稣基督在十字架上所受的苦难相比较。
The physical and emotional pain we go through is nothing compared to the spiritual experience of cosmic abandonment.
所以我们在身体上的或者是情感上是忍受的痛苦，都和耶稣基督在十字架上所受的这些痛苦来比的话，他遭到了这个神的遗弃，和这个来比起来的话，这个什么都算不上。
Because of what Jesus did on the cross, the Father may look upon us and accept us into his everlasting arms.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的，所以天父就会看顾我们，而且用他永远的膀臂来接受我们。
Because of what Jesus did, there is hope in our lives today.
因为耶稣基督为我们做的，所以我们在每天生活当中就有希望。
There's hope in our lives in the midst of opposition, sufferings, and difficult situations that we go through.
不管在我们在很艰难很痛苦的情况下，我们知道我们仍然是有希望。
His suffering secured our eternity in the new heavens and the new earth.
因为耶稣基督为我们受的苦，所以我们就有了永恒的天家，我们有新天新地。
In a place where there's no evil and suffering and hardships and oppositions.
在这样一个新天新地里边，那里就永远不会再有邪恶、有苦难和痛苦。
Now this is the hope that we can carry with us in our lives.
所以我们在每天的生活当中可以有这样的希望来面对所有的艰难。
This is a hope that we know that because God himself suffered for us.
我们知道我们之所以有这样的希望，因为神为我们受了这样的苦。
Therefore, when we suffer or face oppositions in our lives today,
所以当我们在每天生活当中碰到苦难和反对的时候，
we are able to rely on this God who himself had gone through that.
所以我们可以依靠神，因为他自己就经历过这样的经历。
Now, we may still never know the reason of oppositions or sufferings or hardships in this life.
当我们碰到苦难和痛苦的时候，我们可能仍然不会知道它真正的原因是什么。
Yet it doesn't matter because we have a hope.
但是其实这个并没有什么关系，因为我们有希望。
A hope that we can depend on, that we can look forward to in the midst of our suffering and hardship.
因为我们有这样的希望，我们可以来依靠，我们可以有这样的盼望。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你在我们的生活当中成为你应该你现在所成就的这样的一个角色。
We know you are a God who fights for his people, who who helps his people, who is dependable for his people.
你是神，你帮助我们，也让我们可以依靠你。
But yeah, we also know that you are a God who suffered yourself.
同时我们也知道你是受过痛苦的神。
Through your Son Jesus.
因为你的儿子耶稣基督。
So that he may give us the hope.
所以你可以给我们希望。
The hope of life in this living in this world.
给我们生活的希望，在这个世界上活下去。
That is full of oppositions and hardships and sufferings.
尽管在这个世界上我们有抵抗，我们会碰到抵抗，我们会碰到痛苦。
Because you suffered for us.
因为你为我们受了这样的痛苦。
We are given this life.
我们才有这样的新的生命。
This life in the future.
我们在我们这个有将来的生命。
That will be free from sin and suffering.
我们今后荣耀的身体就没有罪也不会再受痛苦。
Lord, we thank you for this hope that you have given to us.
我们谢谢你给我们这样美好的希望。
And we know that this hope is given to all those who have acknowledged you and who have come before you.
我们知道这样的信是给我们每一个到你面前并接受相信你的人。
Who have called you his savior.
这些称你为救主的人。
And so we pray that even right now that you may speak to us.
所以在这个时候我们也求你跟我们每一个人讲话。
And to help us to be able to think about this situation in our lives.
让我们每一个人都有这样的机会来思考这个问题。
And to know that there is an answer to opposition and sufferings in this life.
当我们在生活上碰到抵抗或者碰到苦难的时候，我们有一个答案。
And that is Jesus Christ.
这个答案就是耶稣基督。
So we thank you and commit all this in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.